have value in the things that don't. You might be surprised how much it's actually worth at Missouri Coin Company. And while you're at it, bring your coins, currency, and watches to Missouri Coin Company. We're a mile east of 270 on Manchester.
The Missouri Coin Company.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to keep a germ-free office. From latex gloves and antibacterial wipes to steam cleaners and keyboard vacuums. Everything.
Sorry.
Except germ-free coworkers. Thousands of products added online every day. Text CLEAN to 555-444 and get 15% off your cleaning supply purchase. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer valid in store and at staples.com through 3/15/14. Exclusions may apply. You'll receive one message per text message and data rates may apply. No purchase necessary. See staples.com/SMS for Staples mobile terms and conditions.
Safe Auto gets it. That's why they help keep you in your car with the right car insurance for the right price right now. Because at Safe Auto, what drives us drives you. 1-800-SAFE-AUTO.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Target Talk St. Louis is presented by the Belleville Indoor Shooting Range and Metro Shooting Supplies. Join host Stephen King, NRA certified shooting instructor, to talk about the world of firearms, from competitions to firearm safety. Stephen will take your calls and have guests from around the world of firearms. Target Talk St. Louis is brought to you by the Belleville Indoor Shooting Range and Metro Shooting Supplies in Bridgeton every Sunday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Vineyards Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up, we've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on.
Reliable radio communication.
That's exactly what we provide. And we will settle for no less than reliable radio communication. Well, good afternoon, and welcome to the March 12th edition Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by the Good Feet Stores. There are three in the St. Louis area. There are Good Feet Stores all over the country. If you travel, you'll see TV commercials, your radio commercials, print ads for Good Feet all over. And testimonials from real people who probably were skeptical, and I understand that, thinking, sure, an insert in my shoe, and that's going to stop my headaches. Right. Well, did for a lot of people.
Hey!
And continues to. We'll talk more about it after a round of introductions. Read you just a sample of the kinds of emails I get. Dear Frank, I don't know much about radio, but I think there's a control board. It's kind of a master component where you control volumes of things. Who runs the one in your studio? Well, thank you for writing. The answer is Eon the Peon. Well, here's another one. I get this stuff all the time.
Hello.
Dear Frank, spent a little time in the radio business back in my younger days and never could master the control board. Who is it that is in charge of yours? They do a really good job. The answer, again, Eon the Peon. And without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, that control board operator, Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are not hearing from your advisor, you need to call Mark
or
and
Jason. Or you could have need a hearing aid.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
That would be a different sponsor,
that's
though.
Different, yeah.
You need to call Mark and Jason because they talk to all of their clients every 3 months. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Who wrote that letter from that said they were in radio before?
Oh, yeah. Who was that?
Sylvia Lickfire.
Lickfire.
L-I-C-H-F-E-I-E-R. German,
oh, wow.
Never heard of her.
Sylvia Lickfire from Cottleville.
Cottleville.
Oh. Yeah, yeah. That's who wrote that. Thanks for asking. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Phoebe Jimenez is in charge of security. You can tell he's happy. He loves his job. Everybody should love what they do as much as he does. Bernice is in heaven.
Your horse is hind end.
Well, that might have worked.
might have worked and it might not. I think experience or ability has something to do with it.
What's Brad that? Boy's talk. Well, he's talking about the job openings at Landolf. Landolf, did you hear him say they could use two, maybe three new, more salespeople at Landolf? And Radboy heard my simulated dramatization of an interview for the job, and he said if I wanted the job, I should have taken Mr. Landolf a gift, some fine Gouda what?
Cheese.
Cheese. Oh, walked in dude. There and, here's some cheese, Mr. Landolf, I'd like to work here. Now, you never know.
No,
if he's got a weakness for cheese, and I don't know, I need to ask John, does he like cheese and what kind? That's one of those little things that if you just do a little research, you think, oh, that guy's crazy about Gouda cheese, you take him some, it sticks with him. He goes home thinking, you know what, that person thinks got a head on his shoulders. I'm hiring him to sell Chevys here. And good luck to all of you looking to get one of those three jobs available at Landolf. Give it up, if you would, for Bruce Limpurst in the All-Boy Orchestra.
Yeah.
Brought to you by the Good Feet Stores. I haven't done this for a long time, but I have some portable recording equipment that's pretty high quality, and I went out on the street, and I just recorded people as they were walking into the Good Feet Store, and then I recorded the same people coming out of the Good Feet Store. Pretty interesting.
Wow.
Here is the first recording of a person walking, and they were walking kind of oddly, like it was painful to walk into the store. Here it is. Now, that same person coming out of a Good Feet store.
Wow.
See the difference?
Totally, yeah.
I don't random customers. I don't know their names. I didn't get their names. Here's another one. This is actual recording.
Oh man.
Oh boy. Oh.
Same person coming out. Yeah, da 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 da. See the difference?
Oh yeah.
In going in pain, coming out pain free. You say, that's impossible. You can't, in a matter of a few minutes, eliminate a pain. Yes, you can. Many people can. I'm not saying everybody can, but it happens. Now, what happens in some cases is people get in there, they find the perfect insert, and they notice that the pain has been alleviated to a great degree. And then in time, it completely goes away. Look, if you go in there, and your foot hurts, or your leg, or knee, or neck, or head, or whatever, and it becomes very obvious that with just a slight shifting in where you're putting pressure, you immediately in that store can tell a difference. Bingo. You found what you're looking for. If you notice no difference, then go on home and explore other avenues. I don't believe in high pressure, and I don't believe in lying to people. And, You shouldn't want that either. But if, you know, you're the one that will know right then and there if you can tell a difference. And if you can, then we've done our job and Good Feet's done their job. There are three good, they're not in the shoe business, by the way. They're arch supports, inserts. And there are three locations in the St. Louis area. You do not need an appointment. You don't need a prescription from anybody. You just need to be in pain. On Olive, just west of 270, across from Friday's. In South County, on Union Road, across from Macy's. And in Shiloh, Illinois, Greenmount Road, across from Deerberg's, the Good Feet Stores. I'm going to have to do a segment within a segment. And now it's time for the outdoor segment.
Segment.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Outdoor Segment. I know it's normally done on Thursday, but I'm on some personal, I have some personal stuff to attend to tomorrow. Paul Harris will be in tomorrow and Friday. I know I don't want to talk about it anymore because it kills me to be off 2 days this week. If I start thinking about it, I get mad. But the one thing tomorrow is personal, I have to do it. So the Outdoor Segment is on the air live right now, and here we go. Well, it looks like most of the really worst of the cold weather is behind us, and pretty soon you'll be able to get outdoors a whole lot more than you've been able to. That's it. That's the Outdoor Segment. Brought to you by Pistols Plus. in Osage Beach, Missouri. This is a terrific store. I've never seen as many handguns in one store as they have in Pistols Plus. That's why it's called Pistols Plus. Big emphasis on pistols, but the plus is rifle, shotguns, accessories, cases, cleaning equipment, and archery. A tremendous archery department. I'm not into archery. I've just never been interested in it for some reason. It looks complicated to me, but boy, the bow hunters, they love it. And they appreciate a store like Pistols Plus. So if you're headed for the lake, and many of you are, my son lives there, and he said, man, they're already de-winterizing boats. And when we hit that 80 degrees the last couple of days out on the water for the first time in what seemed like forever, you actually heard the motors of boats on the water, and boy, was that nice to hear again. So people are going to the lakes. They're pulling the sheets off the lake cabin furniture. And if you're going to be anywhere near there, please stop in at Pistols Plus and let them know you are AM and the PM. Now, I've never seen this show, but last night I saw a promo for it. And have you guys ever watched it? Naked and Afraid?
No.
It's like a survival show, but the contestants are nude and they're out in the jungle. Have you seen this?
No.
No.
This looks like a great idea, except unless you're a contestant. They're literally nude. They shoot them from the back, and they make sure they don't show, you know, genitalia. But it's, from what I can tell, it's on Discovery or something. They're left to fend for themselves with, like, rocks and stone, bow and arrow and sticks and whatever, and they're nude. That's just a different twist, I thought, having nude people trying to survive in the wilderness. So Naked and Afraid is the name of the show. Now, I'm going to ask both of you this, and I want you to absolutely tell the truth, because I did this morning, and I've done it before, and I feel bad about it. Have you ever been in a store? In this case, it was a Walgreens. And I walked in those automatic doors, and I'm headed back toward the pharmacy, and there's a very old person shuffling kind of in front of me, and I deliberately blew by her and got in front of her so I could beat her to the pharmacy.
Oh, boy.
I've done this at the movie theater, the ticket window. In other words, I'm walking from the parking lot, and I look over, and I notice a shuffling older person, and I know with a couple of quick steps I can get there first. I've done that. I feel better confessing it.
I've purposely done that, but I've altered my route in the store because I saw one of the shufflers, down an aisle or whatever, and I go, well, I'm not going to go that way.
I just got right in front of him, pushed him out of the way. Okay, I'll admit it.
Kick their walker out.
No, when I did it today, I thought, well, you scumbag, to myself. I could have just stopped and motioned for the very old person to just go on, shuffle on up there. But that would have been like 3 minutes or something.
It would have been longer than that, because I was behind two of them yesterday picking up a prescription, and this lady told me, she turns around, and there was another lady up there, and she was talking to the pharmacist about something. And
always have questions.
Oh, and it just kept going on and
on. They don't just go up there.
And the pharmacist said, okay, let me go look. And they're looking. And then another pharmacist came up and said, can I help you, to the other lady? And then she decided to stand at the counter and just talk to her. I'm like, could you both just move? I just want my prescription, and I want to leave. That's
yeah,
it.
When they ask you, do you have any questions about it? Nope.
No.
But they, yeah.
I know. I open the cap, I put one in my mouth, and
I've
take
never
a drink of
once,
water.
When they ask me that, had a question.
No.
No.
Now, how do I take this?
Yeah, now, this, I understand this is an oral pill. Do I swallow this?
What does orally mean?
I know what they mean.
Yeah.
Do you have any questions about interaction with other drugs or side effects? Blah, blah, blah. Look,
I hope you did already talk to your doctor
about
that.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I think you know that before you get to the counter.
I might ask that next time when they say, do you have any questions? Yeah, no.
What is the meaning of life?
When I open the cap,
why is this guy
in my mouth?
Yes. Hey, speaking of medicine caps, there's like four different kinds of them. There's the push down and turn kind.
Yep.
There's the line up the arrows kind. There's the pop off, the ones I like. You just snap, pop right off. And then there's the, I don't even know how to describe it. It's another goofy cap. And they'll if you don't tell them not to, they're going to give you the child-proof one. And I got news for you. It's not only child-proof. Sometimes it's adult-proof.
Oh, yeah.
You can't get that stinking thing open, especially the line up the arrow ones. I hate that thing.
How about the ones that they had? They were a dual cap. Remember, they had if
oh yes, turn it over.
You could turn it over, and it would just screw on.
Now, see, I like those.
Yeah.
One way, it's the push lock thing.
Yeah.
And the other way, you flip it over, and it just screws down. See, that's a good idea. Then you have the option if you have little kids or something, you use the flip side.
Yeah.
Yesterday, my wife introduced me to some people that were friends of hers, and they're from out of town, and I don't know, somehow or other, it came up. So what do you do? You know, which I don't think I ever ask anybody that. And my wife said, he works in the radio business. And the first thing this guy says to me was, do you know Mike and Mike? And I said, who? Mike and Mike.
On ESPN. Said,
is that where they are?
Yeah.
I said, I think
they're syndicated.
Yeah.
Yeah, I said, I think I've heard of them, but no, I don't know them. Oh, man, he said, I'm going to tell you something. He said, you know what Mike did the other day? Now, I just said that I didn't know who they were. And the guy says, you know what Mike did the other day?
Which Mike?
I just said, no, what? And here's what he says to me. He says, he ate 28 pancakes. And I'm thinking, man, am I glad I'm not part of a show like that.
28
pancakes? That's what you're on radio to do, is eat 28 pancakes. And I just thought, the wacky FM DJs are still out there. They're still out there doing that goofy, crazy, wacky FM stuff.
Well, they're also on ESPN on the TV part of it, too. So
yeah, I have no idea.
They do both.
I don't follow radio. Now, I know that you folks, some of you, may think we're a little tough sometimes on people like Pat Robertson and the late, thankfully dead, Sylvia Brown and the gal who's now I guess she's taken up the banner of that Long Island Medium. But this Kevin Trudeau, for years, has been hawking his crap, and he's finally going to have to pay. Prosecutors want at least 10 years in prison. He's going to be sentenced Monday. If you're not familiar, this guy's an infomercial guy. He has sold books. He was accused of fraud 4 years ago and fined by the Federal Trade Commission $37 million. Not only did he refuse to pay it, in a sort of an act of defiance, they said that literally the week that he was fined, he bought a draperies for one of his houses. He paid $4,000 for them. They said between mid-2010 and March of 2013, he spent $12 million on first-class airline tickets.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Gym memberships, trips to the salon. He bought a $12,000 pair of cufflinks, a Bentley, a mansion in Chicago, and one in California. And it was just sort of like saying to them, screw you. The prosecutors urged the district judge, Ronald Guzman, who's going to impose the sentence Monday. They said, we want you to watch this interview. And there's an interview of Kevin Trudeau from last year where he acknowledged all this money he spent and his lavish lifestyle, and then he boasted about avoiding paying the fine, essentially saying, screw him, I'm not paying it. Well, guess what? He's going to prison for at least 10 years. Up to 25 years, and I actually think I saw this book. The book that he sold 850,000 copies of is The Weight Loss Cure They Don't Want You to Know About.
Yeah.
Now, anytime I see an ad or a book that says what the insurance companies don't want you to know, folks, let me tell you something. That's such an easy hook. Run from it. Because more often than not, it's scam material. Sales of this book brought in $49 million. 57,000 people returned once they started reading it and realized how fraudulent the information was. And that's only the number of people who were able to get them returned. So out of 850,000 copies, 57,000 returned the book. And I guess the best way to describe what this guy has done is how the prosecutors described. And this says it perfectly. They say he preys upon sick, the sick who want to be healthy. He preys upon the poor who want to be rich and the insecure who want to feel better about themselves. And if you think about all these self-help books, those three categories are where they all fall. You're sick, I'll make you feel better. You're poor, I'll make you rich. You're insecure, you're an introvert, you have no self-confidence. I'll help you feel better about yourself. They say he exploits people, their insecurities, their weaknesses, promises them an easy fix, and that what he's done is dangerous. And one of the guys who's going to speak Monday before the sentencing is a guy whose brother died after he read Trudeau's book, because Trudeau also had a book called Natural Cures, which essentially told people, stop taking your medicine and start eating kale and stuff. And the guy, based on the book, stopped taking his heart medication and he died. So this guy's going to testify.
Yeah, he did several of those infomercials. And every time, especially after midnight, if you turned on anything, he was there in a setting like he was this big expert. And he had someone on the other side of the table interviewing him. Yeah. Like it was Barbara Walters or something interviewing this
These
Kevin
people
Trudeau.
Are very clever.
Yeah.
But they have no credentials. There's nothing to back up what they're saying. They just know who to prey on. And thank goodness Kevin Trudeau is going down. The guy named Miles O'Brien, do you know who this is? He's a journalist, and he worked for the PBS NewsHour. He's a science journalist. Check this out. He made a trip to Japan to do a report from Japan. This is back in late last year, and I'm sorry, early this year. 54 years old, goes to Japan. He's in the Philippines this past February 12th. So this is only about a month ago, February 12th. And some of the TV gear that he traveled with fell and landed on his left forearm and bruised his arm. So it's a bruise. He didn't think anything about it. A couple days later, the swelling is worse. The pain is worse. Starts getting discolored. Starts going numb. He's in the Philippines, all right? Works for the PBS NewsHour. Goes to a local doctor. They said he had ACS, acute compartment syndrome. I've never heard of this.
Mm-mm.
So what happens is there's swelling in a compartment or a group of muscles. And it can raise or lower blood pressure, can cut off blood flow. They admit him to the hospital. They tried to relieve the pressure. They tried a particular surgical procedure. It didn't work. His blood pressure starts dropping like crazy. They cut off his arm. They amputated his arm above the elbow. And then they go on in this article to say how few people know about ACS, acute compartment syndrome. What you think is a bruise, if you notice that it's getting a lot worse quickly, there's any numbness, anything unusual, you better get in quickly or they'll have to amputate. I never heard of this.
No, I haven't either.
He says, and then he starts going into the phantom thing. He said he'd always heard about it. He's amputated from just above the elbow. He's talking about how his hand is itchy. And I've always heard that. That's the weirdest thing to me. People that have a leg amputated, they go, man, my foot's itching like crazy. And he said it's absolutely true that phantom thing is real and it's really freaky. But he considers himself lucky, he says, because had they not amputated, it'd killed him. Just a simple bruise from something falling on you.
Wow.
And then the first thing I thought was, well, he's in the Philippines. Holy cow, don't you wish you'd be in the U.S.? He had doctors here look at him. They said they did exactly what we would have done here. We'd cut your arm off. So you never know, folks. You never know what's going to get to you. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Folks, I'm just going to tell you, this is one of the dumbest jokes ever. So don't email me and tell me it's dumb. I know it's dumb, but I still think it's funny. It's just a dumb, stupid joke. A string goes into a bar. And the bartender, when the string walks up and sits on the bar stool, says, I like a beer. And the bartender says, what's the matter? Can't you read? And the string says, read what? He goes, the sign in the door. No strings. We don't serve strings. Get out. No strings allowed. So the string slithers on out the door. And he puts on a little hat and some little bitty sunglasses and comes back in, sits down at the bar. How about a beer? The bartender says, what do you think, I'm stupid? You're a string. Take off that hat and those glasses. Yeah, it's just what I thought, a string. No, we don't serve strings here. Get out. Kicks him out again. He tries again. Bartender realizes immediately he's a string, kicks him out. So the string goes out on the sidewalk, and he's thinking, what can I do? So he twists himself up and twists himself up like a pretzel into a knot. And then he really just musses up each end of himself, just shredded almost on each end, with a pretzeled up in the middle, and he walks back in the bar, sits on the bar stool. How about a beer? The bartender stares at him, and he goes, are you a string? He goes, nope. I'm afraid not.
Meet me. All right. Here's a look at traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, we've got some slow traffic on southbound 270 between Page and Ladue. There was an earlier accident near Tesson Ferry, so things are starting to thin out around there between Gravois and Tesson. Also on westbound 70, you'll find the normal slowdown between Jennings Station Road, Lucas and Hunt. A little heavy past the airport. Eastbound 270, you'll find it slow east of McDonnell now through New Florissant. On downtown bridge approaches, eastbound 40, that's a little bit heavy Busch Stadium to the Poplar Street Bridge. Once you get over though, eastbound 5564, that's slow from 4th Street to the 64 merge, and then 64 is slow eastbound through 111 as they've got construction going on and a left lane down. We look at westbound 40 traffic, they're slow west of the Science Center through McCausland, heavy again from 270 through Mason and from the Spirit Overpass to the Boone Bridge. And on southbound 55, looks like we're bunching up right around Revis Barracks. And this traffic report is brought to you by Subway. It's crunch time at Subway with the Fritos Chicken Enchilada Melt. It's the chicken enchilada with the gotta-have-it crunch. And there's one place to get it. Subway. Eat fresh. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm Kelly Jackson. Thursday morning on McGraw Live. What can we do about childhood obesity? A national summit is focusing on those concerns this weekend. Screen legend Robert Wagner has a new memoir. He'll join the show. The Blue Angels are coming to St. Louis. We'll get a preview. And attorney Scott Sherman joins McGraw after 9. It's McGraw Live between 6 and 10 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
The following is a free offer from Rosetta Stone.
Anyone that I talk to about learning a language, I tell them there's just no other way to do it than Rosetta Stone.
I took Spanish in high school, and it was a miserable failure. 20 years later, I saw the Rosetta Stone program, and it was pretty fun.
You are seeing the language, you are writing the language, you are speaking it.
Real users agree. Rosetta Stone is the fastest way to learn a language guaranteed. And to prove it, we want you to be a part of our biggest language learning event in history. Because this year, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this nationwide event, call 1-800-600-1356.
Rosetta Stone is, in my opinion, the ultimate method, the only method there is to learn a language.
For your free demo, call 1-800-600-1356. That's 1-800-600-1356.
France, 1793. While Augustin Dupre was awaiting execution by guillotine, he took from his pocket a prized possession, an angel coin. He rubbed it for good luck and said a prayer. At that very moment, a sudden lightning storm frightened the crowd and the execution was postponed. Dupre was later pardoned and attributed his miraculous survival to the angel coin. For centuries, angel coins have been the center of countless good luck stories. And now good luck is yours. In a world first, Govment.com is releasing magnificent 1 ounce pure silver angel coins at an historic low and surprisingly affordable price. These dazzling silver angel coins are only available on a first-come, first-served basis, so call immediately. 1-800-600-2804. These 2014 angels are legal tender and 1 ounce of pure silver. Minted in London, England, they magnificently depict St. Michael slaying a fire-breathing dragon with Queen Queen Elizabeth on the reverse. Lock in your historic low price. 1-800-600-2804. 1-800-600-2804.
If you're tired of suffering with joint discomfort, be one of the lucky people personally selected to experience a revolutionary new joint relief breakthrough called Beneflex. Right now, personal introductory samples of Beneflex are being made available to adults in this area, but only through this unique offer. To guarantee your sample, call now, 1-800-600-1252. Beneflex is our most advanced formula ever, offering effective joint relief in as few as 7 days. If you want to be one of the people lucky enough to receive a personal sample, you must act quickly. If you're suffering with joint discomfort in your hands, knees, even your hips, Advanced Beneflex can provide relief in as few as 7 days. And now you can be one of the first individuals to experience its amazing power. But hurry, these samples are very popular. Beneflex is available at GNC and Vitamin Shop, but to guarantee your personal sample, you must call now. 1-800-600-1252. That's 1-800-600-1252. 1-800-600-1252.
Wait a minute! The Cardinals are world champions for 2006.
The Cardinals are world champs in 2011.
There's nothing better than celebrating championships in St. Louis. Fans, this is Adam Wainwright, and we're offering ring promotions this year. There's the 1964, 2004, and 2013 ring giveaways. Get your tickets through promotional packs or with individual tickets. Visit cardinals.com/promotions.
And they mob Wainwright as he goes the distance tonight.
Are you thinking about coming to a lot of Cardinal games this season, but reconsidering because you don't have anything to wear? Well, stop. We have you covered. On a handful of weekend games this season, the Cardinals are giving away replica jerseys. Get tickets to all 6 games, plus 4 more through our promotional pack, or buy them as an individual game. Tickets are on sale now. Visit Cardinals.com for more information.
This is an important message from Heisey Advisory Group. If you own mutual funds, listen closely. You may be paying hidden fees that you are not aware of, and they could be costing you thousands and eroding your profits. Learn how to find the real fees associated with your mutual funds by calling 314-909-1116 to get a copy of the 8 things you may not know about mutual funds. This complimentary guide will teach you how to find out your real profits. If you're not 100% sure what your mutual fund fees are, call 314-909-1116 right now for your complimentary guide. This guide will help you understand what you should be looking for and what you can do about it. You have a right to know what you're paying. Avoid unnecessary costs and call Heisey Advisory Group right now for the guide to 8 things you may not know about mutual funds at 314-909-1116. That's 314-909-1116. Don't wait. Call 314-909-1116 right now. Ken Heisey is an investment advisor representative. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Lori Heisey is a licensed insurance representative.
Have you paid for an appraisal up front only to be turned down because your house didn't appraise out? At Golden Oak Lending, we take the risk for you. This is Bob Ellman. If your loan doesn't close, you don't pay anything, including the appraisal. Check out our A-plus rating with the BBB. We've been right here for 14 years in St. Louis. Why would you refinance with anyone else?
Home values have been steadily increasing, and with today's mortgage rates in the threes, you can refinance to a lower monthly payment or get cash out to pay off credit cards. Our licensed loan officers are trained to find you the best mortgage plan for your situation. And you pay nothing out of pocket.
Apply today. If your loan doesn't close, pay nothing for the appraisal.
Call 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-4653.
Golden Oak Lending, short by blue.
Rates are down to 3.375 fixed. 15-year APR 3.807. NMLS 1149-37. 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri. Call 567-GOLD.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get
now that means Southern California time with Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market in Chesterfield Valley. Both closed on Monday. You need a reservation. What happened to the music?
Bruce, what's the matter with you guys?
I'm still there.
Sleep over there.
Make a reservation. You want to have dinner at Annie Gunn's. You'll need it. Two great places, Chesterfield Valley. Here he is, Mike Evans, everybody.
That's right. That's right. I pulled a muscle in my calf. I've been strapped to ice, sitting on an easy chair all day.
Oh, man. Too bad you're in such a miserable climate. Can't get some heat on it. It's warm weather. Oh, that's right. Furnace. No. I forgot.
Pop quiz question. It's an odd one. Some say it's the most expensive address in the world. 15 CPW. Where's CPW? What is 15 CPW? City and country? I'll give you some more information on it in just a minute. Movie news, Jude Law and Melissa McCarthy.
No, I'm sorry.
No. Are teaming up for a huge budget, high-tech, special effects, spy comedy movie. A spy comedy movie called Sally Cooper. I hear the script is hilarious. Liam Neeson turned down being 007 several times over the years. Said at first he didn't take it because his not quite thin wife had said that she would not marry him if he was James Bond. Of course, it really didn't make sense because he had several offers after they were married. I think he made a mistake. I think Liam Neeson would have been a good James Bond.
I agree. I do too.
TV news. So here's an old story with a new twist. Producers of The Tonight Show, you may have heard, have told some of the guests on The New Tonight Show that once they appear with Jimmy Fallon, they cannot appear with Letterman, Conan, or Kimmel.
Ooh.
Some of the stars agreed to it. Now there is a huge backlash, and a lot of stars and agents and managers are contacting Fallon and tell him to stick it. That they won't even appear on The Tonight Show if that's the situation.
That's what I would have expected to happen. That's not a good policy.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, The Tonight Show needs the stars more than the stars need The Tonight Show.
Right.
I mean, you know, come on. And the bottom line is, things have changed. I mean, it used to be in radio or in television, you wouldn't hear, for example, a car dealer or a car commercial. And a competing car commercial in the same quarter hour or half hour. Now you see TV commercials, back-to-back car commercials,
yeah.
You know, with different car manufacturers.
Also, if a guest on the Carson show years ago was involved in a show on another network, they weren't allowed to mention the network. They'd say it's on, as we say, another network.
Right.
And they wouldn't say CBS or anything.
There you go. True Detective's finale drew huge numbers on HBO. I got some good news. I got some bad news. First, the good news. True Detectives has been renewed. Now the bad news. Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson will co-produce, but they will not star. And they're looking for two big-name female actresses.
Well, hold on a minute. How can you renew a show where they're the stars, and the renewal is not going to have them in it?
Well, it's the writing. It comes from a novel.
Wow.
I think that was the deal all along, right?
They had agreed to do it just 1 year, but they thought with the success they might do it another year. They got other things to do.
Well, it could work.
I don't know, though. I mean, the writing was really good, but, man, the star power and the acting was fabulous.
Yeah, you get the right chicks in there, you can do it again.
Listen how hip you are.
That's right.
Chicks.
That's right.
Wow. Odds and ends, Khloe Kardashian.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
Little thunder thighs going
on
there.
Yeah, she's the least attractive of the bunch.
Khloe Kardashian has purchased Justin Bieber's old house. When asked the first thing she plans to do, she said fumigate, sterilize, and change all the locks.
Well, I'm happy for her.
Makes a lot of sense. Pink! Oh, come on. She's a
She is.
Pink wants pal, Jennifer Lawrence. Who I think may be the sexiest girl in Hollywood right now.
Yeah.
Wants Jennifer Lawrence to do a song with her, but Jennifer Lawrence says no way. Reason, Jennifer says she can't sing. She doesn't want to embarrass herself, doesn't want to do that. From Austin, Texas, my sources tell me Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez are living it up high on a hog at the South by Southwest Film Festival, hitting all the big clubs at the Sixth Street clubs there that everybody goes to. Good news is that Bieber hasn't been arrested. Did you see any of the Justin Bieber, any of his depositions?
No.
You don't want to see it. What a punk. Kiss needs to kiss and make up. Heirs of the late Kiss drummer Eric Carr is suing the band and Gene Simmons for back royalties owed. The estate says that Eric Carr's children actually need the money. And for some reason, the band not paying the royalties.
Did you ever see that Family Jewels?
Yes, I did. I thought it sucked.
He is so arrogant.
Oh, he is arrogant and ugly. And, it's ridiculous. I mean, Kiss, they're going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They can't even get together long enough to do a 5-minute song.
But Gene Simmons comes off
together.
To me in that Family Jewels is the most unlikable guy.
I agree.
Oh, my goodness.
T-shirt winner today, Holly Christian from Fairmont, Minnesota. I think that's a great name, Holly Christian.
Yep.
And finally.
Oh.
I don't think that was necessary.
Why are we mentioning T-shirts going to people in Minnesota?
Yeah, I don't know.
I like the name, Holly Christian.
Mm.
Yeah. Where is 15 CPW? What is that?
15. What's the first part? What's the first part?
15 CPW.
I mean, you said the word before that. What did you say before that? Reuters? What did you say? Oh, no. You said what is 15 CPW?
Right.
It's the most expensive address in the world?
That's what they say.
Fort Knox.
Fort Knox.
I don't know.
CPW. Is it an address? Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, Pion, what do you think?
Let's say New York.
15 CPW. Chicago, because there's a C in it. I don't know.
It is 15 Central Park West.
Oh, New York.
New York City condos start at $5 million and go up.
New York
top
City.
Top levels are $40 to $50 million, the condos. Kelsey Grammer lives there. Sting lives there. Alex Rodriguez lives there. They say of all the stars that have lived there, and there's been plenty, the biggest jerk that ever lived there, Donald Trump, when he was building the Trump Towers of their city.
Well, there's a surprise.
The biggest jerk that ever lived there. 15 CPW. You know what, Frank Opinion? You ought to buy me a place over there.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Have a great day, Mike Evans. See ya.
Seriously, what is with the T-shirt being given away to people in other parts of the country?
Oh, I'm sure he's telling all of the stations that he's on. That,
yeah, but we don't care.
No.
Tell those stations in Minnesota hey, our winner, we don't care if some chick in Minnesota got a T-shirt
for listening to a station
in Minnesota. I don't get that.
Unless she's listening on an app.
No. The last one was Vermont or something. Mm. No. These are the people that listen.
He just wants to act like it's a big deal.
Yeah.
People all
like
over the country.
He's around the world.
I don't get why anybody listening here cares about that. Yeah, he's reminding us he's worldwide, or at least countrywide. That was Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. First Community Credit Union. We'd love to talk to you about a home improvement loan. So you can fix what this nasty winter did to your house. I'm sure there are going to be a lot of people that are going to walk around the house and go, uh-oh, this 10 below weather and ice and snow and took its toll. We need to improve some things, maybe inside, outside, or both. They'd love to talk to you about a home improvement loan up to $25,000. And if they do it like they do everything else, and they will, the rate is going to be as good as you're going to get anywhere. If you're not a member, you'd say, I like to do that, but I'm not a member at First Community. I don't bank there. Well, change that. Start banking there. Try banks. Where I do all my banking. Paul Warner, host of the Yard Sale. They sponsored exclusively. He's done his banking there for like 25 years or something. It is, as we always tell you, a great place to bank for all kinds of reasons. If you want to know more, here's their website, firstcommunity.com.
And let's check the highways one more time. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, we just had a report of an accident. It's on Telegraph Road. I believe it's at Jefferson Barracks Road. They said the 2700 block, and it's got some lanes that are blocked there. Also, things are really not that bad. On southbound 270, things have thinned out between Page and Ladue. You're just a little bit heavy from Manchester down through Doherty Ferry. Things have also thinned out on westbound 40 between Hampton and McCausland. You still have a little slowdown between Long Road and the Boone Bridge. Westbound 70, it is just heavy now between Jennings Station Road and Lucas and Hunt. And if you're going into Illinois over the Poplar Street Bridge, eastbound 5564, still slowing from about 3rd Street now to the merge with 64, and then 64 slow through 111 where they're doing road construction. This traffic report is brought to you by Subway. Discover the new Flatitza at Subway. Crispy flatbread topped with marinara, mozzarella, and made the way you say. Get two today for only $5. Subway, eat fresh. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
Fresnick Roofing, wherever you live, from Chesterfield to Crestwood, Frontenac to Ferguson, Leamy to Ladue, town and country and more. Warson Woods to Winsville, the one you know. Frederick Roofing, wherever you go.
or a hole in your roof, or a whole new roof. Frederick Roofing. Frederick Roofing, wherever you live, from Olivet to Ellisville to Pear and Jennings, O'Fallon to Overland, wherever you live. Maryland Heights to Manchester, the name you know. Frederick Roofing, wherever you go. For a hole in your roof, for a whole new roof. Frederick Roofing.
St. Louis, Missouri, 314-645-2000.
I like the part of the jingle where they include the people in Overland. Think that was done out of town? Oh, I bet it might have been. Hey, thanks for joining us. I have some personal business to attend to tomorrow, so be nice to Paul Harris, as you always are. Have a great, and I mean this, I'm not just saying it, have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS is presented by Bowen Dental Care. All your family's dental needs under one roof by a family that cares. Call Bowen Dental Care at 314-921-3500. Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
New details emerging today about a murder-suicide in a popular West County park. What we're learning about the victim in the shooting. A St. Louis family grieving the death of a pregnant 15-year-old girl. What they say they would do if they could turn back the clock. The embattled superintendent of the Ferguson-Florissant School District abruptly resigns. What Dr. Art McCoy is saying about his decision tonight. First at 6, new information tonight, and the father and son found dead in a West County State Park about this time yesterday. Fox 2's George Sells is live in Babbler State Park, where there are still plenty of questions. George.
The biggest of those questions, Sandy, the why this happened, it's one no one is answering at this point. The Potter family had just relocated here to the Wildwood area in the last year or so. This park where the father and son would die in a murder-suicide just minutes from their home. Now, Doug Potter, the father, was 57. His son, Joseph, 20 years old. The two were found dead in the woods.